A Sword for Battle, January 27. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. God has provided abundant means for successful warfare against the evil that is in the world. The Bible is the armory where we may equip for the struggle. Our loins must be girt about with truth. Our breastplate must be righteousness. The shield of faith must be in our hand, the helmet of salvation on our brow. And with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, we are to cut our way through the obstructions and entanglements of sin. The first Adam fell, the second Adam held fast to God and His Word under the most trying circumstances, and his faith in his Father's goodness, mercy, and love did not waver for one moment. It is written was his weapon of resistance, and it is the sword of the Spirit which every human being is to use. In these days of peril and corruption, the young are exposed to many trials and temptations. Many are sailing in a dangerous harbor. They need a pilot, but they scorn to accept the much-needed help, feeling that they are competent to guide their own bark, and not realizing that it is about to strike a hidden rock that may cause them to make shipwreck of faith and happiness. There is a disposition with many to be impetuous and headstrong. They have not heeded the wise counsel of the Word of God, they have not battled with self, and obtained precious victories, and their proud, unbending will has driven them from the path of duty and obedience. There are great things expected from the sons and daughters of God. I look upon the youth of today, and my heart yearns over them. What possibilities are open before them? If they sincerely seek to learn of Christ, He will give them wisdom, as he gave wisdom to Daniel. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Let the youth try to appreciate the privilege that may be theirs, to be directed by the unerring wisdom of God. Let them take the word of truth as the man of their counsel, and become skillful in the use of the sword of the Spirit. Satan is a wise general, but the humble, devoted soldier of Jesus Christ may overcome him.